Shopify helped businesses break sales records over the holidays with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio show. Trust you are doing well today. And I'm very excited to hear the news coming out of Washington that Senator Ted Cruz is now throwing his support behind Donald John Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm cautiously optimistic that we are going to see the Republican higher ups eventually coalesce around Donald Trump here. It's over, folks. I mean, it's When you look at the polling data, when you see the crowds now in New Hampshire, they had people standing in line in the frozen tundra of New Hampshire for hours yesterday to pile into this this auditorium to see Donald Trump. It's remarkable. This is not happening with anybody else, and it tells me that the American people are speaking, and they're speaking with a unified voice. Now, the question is, will all of these DeSantis disciples, will the Nikki Haley neocons, will they actually get behind Trump once their gal drops out of the race, which will more than likely happen before or immediately after the South Carolina primary? I think that is the line of demarcation. But I'm curious because right now on social media, and it's hard to get, you know, a lot of people get sucked into the social media vacuum. And as a result of that, they get a bad read on what people are really thinking. And so if you go on social media right now, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of hurt feelings, dare I say, but hurt people who are really put out that Trump won in Iowa. And most of these are the DeSantis people. To be honest, I can't find any Nikki Haley supporters out there. I don't know where these people are. No, Dylan, maybe Pinterest. I don't know. But I'm not on that platform, so it could be. But when you look at the just the disgust, I mean, these DeSantis people are unhinged. I think it was Tucker Carlson who said these are some of the meanest, nastiest people out there. I have never seen. Look, I get a lot of hate mail. But it pales in comparison to the attacks that have been levied against me by the DeSantis crowd. These people are very unkind individuals. So anyway, I'm curious to know if these people are going to get on board. But I will say this, and hear me. We need them. We need everybody. And, you know, Trump was right the other night. He was talking about how we've got to come together, the Republicans and the Democrats, the conservatives and the liberals. And what he is saying is that we have to fight against this Democrat Party that has been taken over by the radical progressives. Because if they get control of this country, they will throw all of us in the gulags. These are very vile people we're talking about here. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that today. The only question for me is who becomes the VP? And it cannot be Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley has no business being anywhere around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. None whatsoever. She is, quite frankly, a George W., George H.W. Bush style New World Order globalist. And she has absolutely no business around that White House. Well, remember when she pledged her allegiance to the Chinese flag? I mean, this is it's out there, folks, on the socials. You can see the video for yourself. So we're going to be taking your calls today. Who do you like as VP? And Vivek Ramaswamy yesterday came out and really gave a thunderous endorsement of President Trump. I'm curious about the body language. A lot of people are talking about the body language. It was a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Weird. It was weird. But Ramaswamy said all of the right things. And that's the thing. He's been saying all the right things. You just don't know whether or not you can trust the guy. But, you know, a lot of the Trump crowd says that Vivek would be a great vice presidential running mate. As a matter of fact, here was the crowd yesterday, cut four. All right, chanting VP, 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 as Vivek got up there and endorsed President Trump. Cut number three.
And right now we need a commander-in-chief who will lead us to victory in this war. That's what we need in this country. You got to know you're in a war to win one. You can't win one if you're asleep at the switch, have your head stuck in the sand like most Republicans. And I think that's going to require somebody who isn't bought and paid for, a businessman, not a politician. Anybody heard of that? And that's why I was in this race, but I'll tell you, the people of Iowa spoke loud and clear last night, and I'm a big believer that we, the people, create a government that is accountable to us, not the other way around. That we, the people, choose who leads this country. And so we heard we, the people, last night, and that is why last evening I met my friend here. We met in person, and I told him that I would endorse Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and do everything in my power to lead us to victory.
All right, well, that kind of ended awkward. But all I'm telling you is that this guy is going to be a big supporter of Trump. But is he VP quality? Is he the guy that could lead Team Trump to victory in 2024? And I don't know about that. I'm still not sure that Ramaswamy is to the point where he needs to be in his political beliefs and his leadership skills to get us there. I mean, the guy says all the right things, but he sort of reminds me, you know, just the rapid pace and just the constant spewing of the same facts over. It was almost as if he's memorized all these talking points. It reminds me a lot of Ben Shapiro, who, by the way, is now, I guess he is, Shapiro is now embracing the Trump movement. There are a lot of folks in the talk radio world and in the conservative punditry world. And right away, they bolted from Donald Trump as soon as they begrudgingly supported the guy in the first place. And the reason why they did is they didn't want to lose their listeners. They didn't want to lose their viewers. They didn't want to lose their readers. So a lot of them went along. They played make-believe. And so when they were given the first opportunity to bolt from Donald Trump, they did. And you know the names. I mean, they've been all out there, and Shapiro has been very vocal in his opposition to Donald Trump. And that's fine. It's America. That's his right to do it. But it's going to be very interesting to watch all of these people now grovel and come back to Trump. And I hope the Trump campaign was taking names. Because these people, while we need their votes, these people have no business being anywhere near the Oval Office offering thoughts or opinions or counsel to Donald Trump. So it's going to be very important moving forward that whoever Trump picks for his cabinet, for his staffing, that these individuals are heavily vetted and only the best and the brightest are allowed to set foot inside that White House. And I believe that Trump and his team are going to be able to do that. By the way, the brand new press secretary of President Trump, Carolyn Leavitt, is going to be with us in just a little while. And so we'll be talking about some of those things as well. But I'm curious to know from you, is it time for DeSantis to drop out? Laura Ingraham's last night, I thought this was interesting. She says it's the time is now, cut 14.
Now, let's start with DeSantis. He outperformed last night. He beat Nikki Haley's war chest, so he has a lot to be proud of. As a candidate on the trail, he worked his butt off. And people forget how young he is. So with, what, three more years as Florida's governor? He can build an even greater track record of success in that very important state. So a future in the Republican Party for him could be really bright. But he's simply not going to be president this time around. I know it's hard to hear. You worked really hard for it. It's not happening. Trump is simply too powerful and has endured too much. Voters aren't going to turn their backs on him at this point. And every day that Ron DeSantis stays on the campaign trail criticizing Trump is a day that hurts Ron DeSantis's political future. He doesn't gain anything from it, that's for sure. And Trump, he's not hurt by it at all. So it's time to step aside and endorse Trump. Waiting for South Carolina, it's a colossal waste of time, it's a waste of money, and frankly, it's a waste of your future political capital.
Do you agree with Laura Ingraham here that it's time for DeSantis to pull out of the race? And does he hurt himself? Are we looking at a wounded Republican governor right now who, if he stays in the race, could possibly hurt his future chances down the road? I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that DeSantis, as much as it is about the candidate, DeSantis has not done himself any favors by the people he picked to run his presidential campaign. And if nothing else, there needs to be somebody in that mix. And you need this if you're in entertainment, if you're in television or radio. You need somebody in your inner circle who is just gut punch level honest with you. That person who is going to tell you, quite frankly, if what you're doing sucks. It's that person to tell you that, you know what, it's time, Ron, to go back to Tallahassee. It's time to go back to the governor's mansion. You gave it your best shot, but this is not your time. You need somebody like that in your inner circle. And if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And I think he's got a problem right now. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're opening up the phone lines today. Again, Carolyn Leavitt, President Trump's national press secretary, just appointed yesterday. She joins us. Also, Carrie Lake is going to be here. Congresswoman Mary Miller as well. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends at Newsmax Plus? Man, are they crushing it. And I hope you've already got your subscription to Newsmax Plus. Over 180,000 people have already done it, and you need to as well. You're going to be able to get all of Newsmax's incredible programming, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly. Don't forget about Greta Van Susteren. You're also going to get lots of movies and documentaries. I'm a huge doc fan, and they've got the best. Newsmax Plus. You can watch it on your home TV. You can also watch it on your smartphone. And it's the only streaming service to give you all of Donald Trump's rallies. So get Newsmax Plus now. And here's the deal for Todd Stern Show listeners, everybody. It is absolutely free to start. All you have to do to start your free trial is go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Yes, y'all. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So with Calitrin, make the small change to your daily routine. It's once a day, right at bedtime. It's going to help you rev up your metabolism so you can feel better, look better. You're going to be losing inches and losing pounds. And then, of course, it's great for the side benefits, too, like the sleep and the joint pain, the natural energy. So make that decision to do it for yourself today. Check out our website, toploft.com. We've got a big sale with $10 off every single bottle. It's at toploft.com, TOPLOSS.com, or call us 833-TOP-LOFT.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd.
You know who's freaking out right now? World Economic Forum. They're all getting together. And those guys, you got to keep an eye on those folks. But the globalist crowd is freaking out right now over the surge of Donald Trump. So understand what this ultimately means. And we're going to keep an eye on this for you. But there will be a global effort to shut down and stop the Trump presidency. That's what's about to happen here. So a lot of people are really terrified about Trump coming back to Washington. All right, a lot of people wanting to weigh in today. Let's get right to the phones, 901-260-5926. Let's start our day in the beautiful state of Iowa. John is listening to us on KXEL, the big blowtorch of the Hawkeye State. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
John, you're doing better than I am because all the politicians left your state.
Well, I'll tell you why I called, and I won't stay long, but the reason I was called, first of all, I love your program.
Thank you.
I listen to your show. I got the day off today. That's what I was able to pick you up today. But I usually listen to you in the evenings on KXEL. And I love the program, number one. Number two, I've learned a lot from listening to this program about what's going on in the world there, the people we got to look out for, that sort of thing. And I'm really hoping, and like my biggest prayer is that President Trump, and I do call him the president, he is the president as far as I'm concerned, I hope he gets back in office and cleans house, gets rid of these immigrants that are coming in that don't belong here, and clean house net government. It's got to be done. He's the guy that can do it, and I believe him.
John, I'm curious, a lot of the DeSantis crowd and that wing of the party, they're saying that Trump ultimately lost in Iowa because he only got 51% of the vote, and it's really not a true reflection of the spirit of your state. Is that accurate, or are you guys all in for Donald Trump here?
I'm going to tell you right off the bat, from my own experience, people I talk with, watching the local news even here, he's got a lot of help here. He's got a lot of love here for him, that's for sure.
All right.
That was no fluke last night, the other night. No, people love Donald Trump. The guy makes sense. He was getting a lot of things taken care of till the other guy got in. And we're not too thrilled about him. And then I'm a senior citizen. I'm 7 years old. I'm still working. We have a lot of senior citizens that had to go back to work. They can't afford to live on what they're doing. They need change, and we got to get to change now, not next year, not next 10 years. Biden, Sleepy Joe's got to go. That's no ways, two ways about it, really. He's got to go bye-bye. Put him in a nursing home where he belongs.
John, well said, and you give our good friend Jeff Stein a big howdy-do when you see him over there at KXEL, and give us a holler back one of these days. Thank you for calling in, and what a great call. Let's go to Gina in Athens, Georgia. Hi, Gina. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to talk about Vivek and the possibility of him being the vice president. I do so hope that Trump would not choose him. I like him. I like a lot of the things he says, but like he says, we don't know him that well. We can't trust him. But the biggest thing to me is that, and I'm sure a lot of people don't like this, given especially that I'm a white Christian woman, but he's Hindu. No, that's fine. If that's his choice of religion, his whatever born into that, that's fine. But for America, we need someone with a strong biblical worldview, not this new order, none of that. And I just don't know about someone like that who, has another religion. I tell you who I do like is either Mark Robinson or either Winston Sears. And I'm not saying that just because they're black. I like them. I like everything they say. They have a strong Christian faith, but they're very, you know, smart also, not just. I mean, everything they say. You know,
so, Gina, I hear you. We're coming up on a break here, Gina, and I want to respond to what you said about Ramaswamy's faith. For me, that's not a factor. I understand where you're coming from, though. I do like Mark Robinson, and I love Winston Sears. Both of them would be great. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, folks, so welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us. A big shout out to all of our listeners in Nevada today on listening on the Nevada Talk Network. I think we're just about in almost every city in Nevada. So well done, all of you great folks out there. A lot of candidates coming your way in just a couple of weeks. Want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we're very honored to have the new National Press Secretary for President Trump in the campaign, Caroline Leavitt, joining us. Great American patriot. Caroline, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I am doing great today, considering President Trump's historic victory in Iowa. And now he is rolling that momentum into my great home state of New Hampshire, where we had a packed house last night. Hundreds of people waiting outside in the cold to hear from the former president. Things are looking good.
It's really remarkable, Caroline. And we saw the images of people, and we understand some of them were up into the wee hours of the morning, standing outside in the snow. What does that tell you about those folks there in New Hampshire? Aside from the fact they're hardy stock people, what does it tell you about their commitment to the movement?
Shows you how much more momentum and enthusiasm President Trump has over any other candidate in this race. His supporters are so committed. And, you know, I actually was asked by a fake news media journalist yesterday at the rally, why are these people waiting outside in the cold and the snow? You know, the answer I gave, and I think it's true, Todd, is because President Trump is not a politician. He is not an outsider. He is a businessman who loves this country and who delivered on his promises to the American people. And so they feel enthused by that. And, you know, they also see his tenacity that he deploys every single day. You know, he's in and out of courtrooms because of the Democrats' election interference efforts, but then he's right back on the campaign trail, relaying his vision to the American people on how to make this country great again. And so people love him. They see a fighter in him, and they feel like he speaks for them. He truly does speak for the forgotten men and women of this country. And that's why you see, you know, people waiting in lines in the snow and in the heat all across this country to hear from him.
There was something about that speech he gave, the victory speech in Iowa, that really just struck a chord with a lot of people. It was a very different tone, a different tenor. And I think he really made an impact. It was a moving and somewhat inspirational speech as well, and quite frankly, conciliatory. And I really do hope that the other candidates hear that message, and I hope the other never-Trump Republicans out there hear that message as well.
Well, I certainly wish that they had heard that message as well, especially President Trump's victory speech from Iowa, where he said it is time for the Republican Party to unify. And it seems like every Republican in the party is unifying around President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz endorsing him last night, Senator Mike Lee endorsing him last week. You have a litany of conservative influencers and media personalities coming out and saying, now is the time to rally around the president so we can take the fight to the Democrats. The only two people who are allegedly in our party that do not agree with that are Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And that's because they are politicians who have egos. They have campaign, you know, coffers that are filled up with donor money who have already bought and paid for them. And so it's unfortunate to see that they're putting their own self-interest ahead of the party and ahead of the country. It's very clear. Voters have made their voices heard in Iowa and in poll after poll. And it's very obvious when you see the momentum on the ground that President Trump is the presumptive nominee in this race. It's too bad Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis still want to play ball. But hey, as long as they're in it, Todd, we're going to continue to expose their records so voters have a better understanding of who they are. And when voters hear about their records, especially the record of Nikki Haley, chances are they won't be voting for her.
I'm curious from a media strategy, how you guys are going to be dealing with, you know, the folks out there. And you had a CNN, MSDNC refusing to broadcast the president's remarks. I mean, this is absolutely unacceptable that they're deciding, their anchors are literally deciding what they will and will not allow the viewers to hear about President Trump.
It's unbelievable. You saw Jake Tapper on CNN was playing President Trump's speech and then talking or giving his own anecdotes and comments to that speech. When President Trump was talking about securing the border, which is the number one most important issue for Americans across this country, immigration, and the lawlessness and chaos that we've seen because of Biden's open border policy. Jake Tapper was talking over the president's words and giving his own commentary and saying that, oh, here comes the anti-immigrant rhetoric. No, how about the pro-law and order rhetoric? How about the pro-law and order policies that will keep Americans listening at home safe? They don't even give their audience the opportunity to hear from the president and make up their own minds on how they feel about him. And that's a very scary reality. We have truly come to a place in America where there is a one-state propaganda media. They are aligned. They are in full collusion with the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign. I think voters understand that, though, Todd. More and more of them are waking up to the atrocities of this administration, no matter how much the one state media tries to cover for it. And so that's why you see President Trump continuing with his momentum, no matter how much they slander him, censor him, and silence him.
Well, I think, and we've seen this certainly with the trials, where the longer these trials go on and the more victories the president racks up, I think the American people are seeing this as a direct assault on an American citizen. And as the president said in his remarks in Iowa, the attacks on his own children, I'm not sure the average American will be able to stand up and get up every morning facing the attacks that this man is facing because he's standing up and defending us.
Exactly. And, you know, you think about the attacks. It started as soon as he came down the escalator several years ago. You had, the Democrats spying on President Trump's campaign, then Hillary Clinton's campaign funded and produced the sealed dossier with our own intelligence agencies that are swearing an oath to the Constitution to protect American people and our country. And they are fabricating documents in order to slander the new newly elected president of the United States. They came up with the Russia collusion hoax themselves. They impeached the president twice. They've investigated him on everything from his very successful real estate company to his personal life. They've attacked his wife, our beautiful former First Lady, Melania, and they've attacked his children, all of whom are wonderful people, great businessmen and women who have contributed so much to this country through their father's service and through their own works and philanthropy. So it is the slanderous lies that he has said. Anyone else would fold and cower in the face of the adversity that President Trump has dealt with. But yet he continues to power through. And you know, after the 6 years that he had, the two before he was elected president, and then the four when he was in the White House, You know, he could have easily left and said, you know what, I am going to go enjoy my life at my beautiful golf club and, you know, enjoy my family. But he didn't. He said, I am going to step back into the arena to fight to right the wrongs of the 2020 election and to fix the many crises that Biden is creating. That is admirable. He deserves our respect. And frankly, I'm biased, of course, but he also deserves our vote because he is the one man that delivered on the promises he made. And we can trust him to do it again.
Mm. Well said. And Caroline, we're going to leave it there. I know you're super busy. I got to ask you real quick, though. Have you seen Don Jr.'s Twitter feed today?
You know what? I can't say I have, but okay. I'm sure it's very entertaining. Never lacked humor.
You gotta watch the one involving Joyless Reid from MSDNC. You'll get a good laugh. Trust me on that one. All right.
I'll go check it out.
Caroline, I know we'll get you back on through the campaign. Congratulations on the new role. You're going to do a terrific job out there, and we're excited about what's about to happen in this great country. All right, Caroline Leavitt, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Don Jr. posted we were talking about Joy Reid the other day, and she was blasting all of the Trump Christians out there, the Trump Christians, and talking about how evil all you white people are. The woman is wearing a Donald Trump wig on her head. Anyway, it involves there's a funny little parody video involving Don Trump Jr. going fishing and snagging something, and you just go to his Twitter feed and you'll get a good laugh. All right, let's take a couple of calls here before we go to break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. North Carolina, and I hope I get your name correct. Is it Waleen?
Yeah.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better. I prayed for you that you get rid of that cough.
Well, you are kind. Thank you very much. Just a touch of bronchitis, and you know, it kind of lingers a little bit.
Yeah, well, you sound better today.
Thank you.
I want Carrie Lake as vice president.
So what do you like about Carrie Lake, Waleen?
I just like her as a candidate for Arizona governor, and she, you know, she was battling I think that woman cheated and everything. I just like her. She's just, everything she said, I agreed with. So I don't know her as a person, but she just seems so thoughtful, so my kind of woman.
Well, we're going to ask her about that, Waleen. She's coming on the program a little bit later on today, and we will ask her about her intentions there because she is running for the Senate in Arizona, and I know the president pointed her out at the rally night before last, and she got a huge round of applause. So I think there is a lot of support for Carrie Lake, and we'll see what she has to say. Waleen, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for listening to the show. Let's go to Ella J, Georgia. It can only be one person. Our good buddy, Joe from Ella J. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Todd, glad you're feeling better. Todd, I'm really fired up. A poll just came out in Georgia showing that Trump was beating Biden by a good margin, and I want to predict on your great show that both DeSantis and Haley will drop out before Super Tuesday, which is March 5th, and Trump will go on to win the Republican nomination and then defeat Biden in a landslide. My friend Steve Moore will run the Trump economy, and he's going to cut capital gains, the death tax, and drill, baby, drill. Anyway, Trump's going to win a huge landslide, and Todd, your show has helped him get there, and so I'm real excited, because Donald Trump will be elected the 47th president of the United States.
Joe, I certainly hope so. And I got to talk to you. I'm heading over to Sea Island, and I need some guidance on good hotels down there. So you and I have to chat offline.
Okay, that's fine. You call me. You've got my cell phone.
I've got your contact info. Okay, good stuff. Joe, always good hearing from you. That poll he's talking about, this is a pretty big poll. University of Georgia and the Atlanta Urinal Constipation, that's the big newspaper there, they just did a survey. And here are the numbers they will not tell you about. Here we go. 20% of black Georgians say they are going to support Donald Trump. 20%. That's a pretty solid number. Overall, Trump leads Biden in the poll, 44.7%, 36.9%. They have others, 6% saying they're voting for somebody else, 6% say they don't know, 5% say they're not voting at all. But those are good-looking numbers among black Georgians who say they're going to be supporting Donald Trump in the upcoming election. I predict those numbers are only going to get larger as we move closer to the election. A lot of people are getting killed right now, slaughtered by inflation. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's take a quick break here. And before we go to break, folks, I do want to encourage you to do something and help me out here on this. We do not have the power of the Fox News brand anymore. Those days are long gone. And so we are going to rely on this radio audience to help us with our book sale. The big book comes out in March. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Folks, I'm telling you, the early reviews coming out, people are saying it's hilarious, that it's inspirational. At times, they get angry reading the book, but it's really going to pack a punch as we head into the election cycle. Twilight's Last Gleaming. So here's what we need you to do, and this is why we need your help. So we need to boost our pre-order sales, and you can do that by going online, going to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books, and we need you to pre-order a copy or two of the book to help us with those sales. And we could really, really use your help. And I'm very excited about the mission. We're doing a big national book tour. We're doing some events in Washington, D.C., and we'll be telling you more about those opportunities in the coming weeks. March 19th is when the book is in stores officially, but we need you to pre-order a copy right now, and you can do that during the break. We'll be right back.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
By the way, we're also on YouTube Live. So I want to say hello to all of our great YouTube friends out there. And Kenny says, Todd, he should pick you. No. I want to be press secretary, Kenny. Can you imagine me going up against Joyless Reid? Joy, please remove President Trump's hair from your head. You're cultural appropriating, Joyless. Mrs. writes in, Mrs. C. says, as a former freelance journalist for the Atlanta Journal Constipation for 14 years, the AJC is printing more conservative articles than you may think. Is that true? Really? Because when I remember it years ago, well, after Louis Grizzard passed, that paper took a hard left turn. But if that's true, Mrs. C., then I'm very excited about that. So anyway, you can actually correspond with us. I actually take part in the live chat on the YouTube channel. So we'd love for you to go over there and check it out. All right, let's go to the phones. Ted, North Carolina, WSIC. What's on your mind, Ted?
Hey, Todd. Actually, it's Hunter, but who cares? I was calling about the Donald Trump, and with even as it concerns the DeSantis and Vivek, those guys should be happy that they're not going to get elected this term around. Him only having one term left is going to be a blessing, because he's going to be able to do the things that he needs to do without worrying about getting reelected. And the next guy that comes in will have, well, what Trump set up the last time before Biden ruined it, and they won't have to make all those tough decisions that Trump had to make.
You know, I see where you're going with this, and Ted, that you may be right that the if you do have future aspirations, you might want to just hold on for another 4 years and let Trump do what Trump needs to do, because it is going to be ugly. Then, you know, when Trump takes office, it's on, and he's going to have to clean house, and we're all going to have to be prepared for a very ugly 4 years.
Yeah.
And all right.
That's why they should be happy.
Ted, it's a good thought and a good call, and we're going to have to leave it there. We've got to take a quick break here. Sorry for the short segment, folks, but we got a lot to say. Hang tight. Hour two coming up. We have Carrie Lake on the way. Also, your calls, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, head over to the YouTube and let's live chat during the break. We'll be right back.
I'm at the football game. I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination football game and grocery store.
Wait, you're at the football game and the grocery store?
Nah, I'm at the combination football game and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between football and the grocery store.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us today. You know what I think I did last night? I still had the lingering cough. I think I may have chugged a little bit too much NyQuil. Man, I did. I had the weirdest dreams last night. I'm not going to talk about them on the radio. It's just weird. But anyway, good to have you with us today, and we have got a lot going on. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Carrie Lake, and Congresswoman Mary Miller joins us on the Newsmax TV show in just a little while. Also, just wanted to let you know that we are up and running. We're broadcasting the show on YouTube, so you can actually watch the Todd Starnes show. And also, you can hang out with us. I do a live chat during the commercial breaks, and some of you good people have been taking part in that. Want to say, by the way, Karen just texting in and says, Todd, I saw Dennis Miller on Gutfeld last night. Basically, he thinks our country is lost. Has gone so far to the left, there is no coming back. She says, that makes me sad. He needs Jesus, and our hope is in him. Well, amen to that, Karen G. And I don't believe, and I get this question a lot. Todd, do you think is it over? I mean, is this really Twilight's last gleaming? Go and pre-order the book. Clever plug. No, I don't believe so. I believe that we can come back from the abyss. I truly believe that. But it is going to be an all-hands-on-deck effort. And if we have every conservative, and not just the conservatives, but the Christians and the conservative Jews and the conservative Hindus, if we can get all of the conservatives out there, and dare I say, we have a lot of log cabin Republicans. If we can get all the gay conservatives and the Lebanese conservatives, if we can get all of them and everybody stand together with one voice, we will be able to walk this country back from the precipice, from the abyss. I truly believe that. I do. So I'm with you, Karen. I do have hope. And I know that, look, if you don't have a relationship with God, I can see why all of this appears to be very hopeless. I really can. So hang in there, and folks, we're going to get through this. I truly believe it. By the way, you folks in Atlanta, we are bringing the book tour to the First Baptist Church of Atlanta. We're going to be doing a book event there, and we'll be telling you more about that in a little while. We're also coming up to Gainesville, Georgia. I think we're coming up to Cleveland, Georgia. We're going to have a lot of fun over the spring as the book launch gets ready. Our telephone number, folks, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I want to talk sports for a moment. There is there's a football player. I believe he's a rookie, Dylan. I know you're a big sports fan. You're the sports guru, and C.J. Stroud has really been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's like the best rookie. He'll probably win rookie of the year in the NFL. Yeah, he's really good.
That good. And the Texans are doing great.
Yep, they're in the playoffs, and they haven't been. So this guy has taken this team from being a bad team to a good team, really.
As a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. I mean, you can't imagine how difficult that is in the NFL to do something like that.
Very hard.
Is there a comparison people are making? Like, this guy is this generation's, I don't know.
There are a few comparisons. Kind of Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback. He started out pretty good young. Maybe Tom Brady comparisons a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like their logo, by the way.
Me too.
They've got a great logo. Houston Texans, a little bit of history, back NFL history here, but the Tennessee Titans used to be the old Houston Oilers, and they moved the team from Houston, and initially they moved the team to Memphis, and as they were building the stadium in Nashville, and as a result of that, Memphis, a lot of folks in Memphis do not like the Tennessee Titans. they feel like they're jilted.
Yeah.
Like we were used.
Good uniforms, though.
Good uniforms, though. That is true. But the old Houston Oilers, it was an oil, the oil rig structure. So mm-hmm. Not a good look. But anyway, the new Texans logo looks good. Anyway, all that to say, C.J. Stroud, in addition to being a great football player, is also a devout Christian. And he's very open about his faith, and he's always quick to give credit to God. And so on Sunday's big game, what they beat the Browns, and he broke a lot of records. I mean, it was a historic win for the Texans. And so they're interviewing C.J. Stroud. This was all happening on NBC Sports. And NBC actually broadcast, this was a live interview. So when you're live, you can't really censor anything. I want you to hear what C.J. Stroud had to say, the unedited version, cut 15.
C.J., your first playoff game and your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got, I've really just been doing it for Houston, man. People back home, I'm blessed enough to be in the position I am and blessed enough to be playing at a high level right now, and we got to just keep it going, but I'm super blessed.
All right, I heard no cursing in that. I heard no foul language. I heard nothing insulting to anyone at all. Did you, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear anything that could be considered remotely offensive? Did C.J. Stroud say anything that would have given you pause to maybe change the channel or cover your child's ears? Anybody hear that? No. All right, good, because I didn't either. Sounded to me like a young man. I think he's 22 years old. 22 years old. It's just unbelievable.
Makes me feel great about myself, Todd.
Yeah, you need to work on that, Dylan. You got to work on that.
Should be an NFL superstar by now.
Exactly. So this young man had the presence of mind after winning this huge historic game, and the first words out of his mouth were to thank God. You know what that tells me about this young man is that he was raised right, as we say in the southern states. He was raised right. So good on you, mom and dad. So anyway, NBC News decided to share this interview on the social media platforms. And this is where before we play it, I want you to understand what's happening here. I would not have criticized NBC News if they had edited something to shorten it so they could get it on social media. That's not what they did. They intentionally left out the whole chunk about Jesus Christ. So they put the question in, and then they put his answer in, but they edited out the words Jesus Christ. Take a listen.
CJ, your first playoff game in your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got, I've really just been doing it for Houston, man. People back home, I'm blessed enough to be in the position I am and blessed enough to be playing at a high level right now, and we got to just keep it going, but I'm super blessed.
Really, NBC? I mean, what the hell? You're gonna dump Jesus? Really? NBC? That you edited this man? You literally censored this man talking about his relationship with God. Now, just a couple of days ago, ladies and gentlemen, NBC News was attacking Christians in Iowa, and specifically white Christians, but Christians, attacking Christian people in Iowa. So what do you make of this? I've got a big problem. I have actually a huge problem with this. The idea that NBC, out of all the things that are happening at these games, and there's a lot of crazy stuff. Look, it's an NFL game, and you're going to get a lot of crazy stuff. I get it. It's not a church service. But at the same time, out of all of the stuff that you do allow on your sports broadcast, you're telling me that it was so offensive to mention the name of Jesus Christ that you had to remove that? Your thoughts on this, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is just unbelievable that something like this is happening, but dare I say, not surprising. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to the phone lines. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Margaret is listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Hi, Margaret. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I just wanted to say that I'm sorry to hear about that football player, that them leaving out his full conversation or interview, rather.
Can't talk about Jesus on NBC, apparently, Margaret.
Yeah, they're just that's just the way they are now. So. But anyway, I also wanted to mention and let people know about what's going on with our governor, Kemp, here in Georgia. And he's over in Switzerland. Right.
Oh, we lost Margaret. Not sure what happened there, but she was talking about Brian Kemp. And Brian Kemp is in Davos at the World Economic Forum. He is hobnobbing. Meanwhile, the governor refuses to do anything about Big Fanny Willis. Big Fanny Willis, the district attorney there, the scandalized district attorney that is targeting Donald Trump. And Kemp is refusing to launch a criminal probe against Big Fanny. Now, we understand that Corey Mills there in Georgia is demanding the state bar step up and immediately initiate an investigation into Big Fanny's relationship with the special prosecutor, Nathan Waite. So here's the deal. I mean, it's a big love sex scandal. And Big Fanny is apparently the person who she's the other woman. She is the homewrecker, if you will. The paramour. Sort of like the Lisa Page of the story. I think we've got Margaret back with us. All right, Margaret, finish your thought there. So you're governor over at the World Economic Forum.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. I'm more interested to hear your thoughts on why he's not going after Big Fanny Willis.
Well, I don't know about that. I think he's got too much other stuff he's thinking about in his pocket. You know, he wants to be senator, as I read and heard. Have you heard that?
I have heard that as well. Yes, Brian Kemp does have aspirations after the governor because he's term limited, so he can't run for another term. And my understanding is he's got a lot of popularity there in Georgia. But I'm concerned, Margaret, that his hatred of Donald Trump is really blinding him to what needs to be done with Fannie Willis. and these this lawsuit, this trial down there.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that too. And also, I'm concerned about him selling out Georgia. He said at the, I read it online that he, this is his remark, he said, I am, my goal is to sell Georgia. But he just left out the word.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there with the phones, but there you go. Sorry about that, Margaret. Moving on. There is a story out of Chicago, and we need to talk about this. You know, here in Tennessee, in the western part of the state, there's a big project called Blue Oval. It will be one of the largest Ford manufacturing facilities in all of North America. It's pretty massive, and it's right outside of Memphis. And they're going to be generating lots of electric powered vehicles, the trucks, cars, the whole nine yards. And it's going to be massive, hiring thousands of people, and people are very excited about it. But I'm not too sure there's going to be a market for these cars. So there's big trouble in Chicago where they had a blizzard, and just like here in Memphis, it was, what, 7 degrees this morning? Oh, brutally cold. So in Chicago, they're dealing with the sub-zero temperatures as well. And a lot of these Tesla owners discovered something very important. That you can't drive your car and also have your heater on. So you have to have one or the other, because your car will not, it'll literally suck all of the energy right out of your battery. So hundreds of Tesla owners were left stranded in the middle of this blizzard and the snowstorm because their car batteries died. All of the news organizations are going bonkers over this, but they failed to address the overarching problem. Brandon Wellborn is a Tesla owner telling CBS News, I've been here over five hours at this point, and I still haven't gotten to charge my car. So they're waiting in line, right? So when your battery's running low, you got to pull off. You got to find, if you can find one, a place to charge the car. And he says normally a charge takes 45 minutes, but now he says it's taking 2 hours. All right, who in their right mind is going to buy a car that you have to plug in for 45 minutes to get a charge? Who does that? CBS News reports that electric vehicles were lined up at charging stations that either did not work or would take hours to charge. Oh, you know what I do with the Whole Foods? Nobody ever charges. I don't think we have any electric cars in the neighborhood. So I just park up there. No, I don't think that's inappropriate. I mean, it's an open space. It's not a handicapped spot. The handicapped people at the, you know, they have them in the back of the parking lot now. One motorist said he'd been waiting 5 hours, and once he was able to get to a charging station, it took even more time. No, nothing, no juice. Still on 0%, one motorist told Fox. This is like 3 hours being out here, and I was there 3 hours the day before. This is how the New York Times described it. With Chicago temperatures sinking below zero, electric vehicle charging stations have become scenes of desperation. Depleted batteries, confrontational drivers, and lines stretching out on the street. Come on, isn't your battery charged yet? Can you imagine the fights, the Tesla fights, the little soy boys with their man buns? I think there's a lot of hand slapping going on. AAA found that cold temperatures can reduce an electric vehicle's range by more than 40%, especially when drivers are using heaters. So now they're recommending if you're driving a Tesla during the winter, you need to keep the heater off, and you should wear extra gloves, a scarf, mittens, and or a blanket. So look, I'm not sure if this is going to be helpful to all of you battery-powered car people out there, but I drive something called a Cadillac. It's actually powered by regular unleaded gasoline. Takes about 5 minutes to fill up, even during a blizzard. And get this, if you go to a full service station, they'll check your wipers and wash your window for you. And if the battery dies, normally there's some guy that'll pull up in a diesel-powered truck, more than happy to offer a jump start. You know, I wanted to mention, Dylan, that my car also has a gas-powered car, has a heated steering wheel and seat warmer, too, but that's just kind of impolite. That's rubbing salt into the wounds there. So, all right. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back. And don't forget Newsmax. You'll be able to watch the show coming up in, about 4 o'clock, or rather 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's going to be a lot of fun. So there is a bizarre story that we want to bring to your attention from our friends over at the Daily Wire. Here's the headline: federal government to spend $700,000 on trans-inclusive sex ed for 14-year-olds. The writer of that story joins us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Spencer Lindquist. Spencer, appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Spencer. Well, let's get right to it. What did you discover here? What's the federal government up to?
Yes, this is quite an interesting story. We've got a grant from the federal government. It's for $698,000. It is specifically from the Department of Health and Human Services. And exactly as that headline said, it is all this money is being allocated towards a sex ed program for those between the ages of 14 and 18 who identify as transgender. And particularly it is focused on what they call, quote, inclusive teen pregnancy programs for transgender boys. So this is a large sum of money. It's being given to this organization out in California that does allegedly does public health research, and this is what that money is going to be used for.
So have they been able to determine how exactly a boy, a teenage boy, could actually become pregnant here? That's quite unusual and would be certainly earth-shattering if that was true.
I mean, that's one of the really interesting things about this story. It rests on several assumptions that are obviously very ideological and controversial, one of which is the idea that boys can somehow get pregnant. And it's very interesting. The wording in this says that those who are women who identify as men, again, between the ages of 14 and 18, that they are effectively excluded from sexual health programs because gender-diverse youth do not experience the cisgender, heteronormative sex ed messaging as applicable. So effectively what they're saying here is that the existing sex ed program, the one that is very clear and that relies on biology, that the truth that we all know, that is somehow rendered inapplicable for those who identify as the opposite sex. There really is no explanation for how that might be the case because, of course, regardless of how somebody says that they identify, the underlying biological facts of the matter don't change. So it really doesn't give us any insight into how that may be inapplicable. It just says that it's not applicable right now and that we need this large sum of money to fix what they call this health inequity.
Now, I understand, and this organization is called the Center for Innovative Public Health Research, and not only are they getting this cash, courtesy of the American taxpayer, but what they're getting about $1.4 million more taxpayer dollars, what are they going to use that money for?
So that's right. So it's the Center for Innovative Public Health Research. They're based out of San Clemente, California, and they're slated to get another $1.4 million to develop what they call a population-based HIV prevention program for trans girls. So this is another instance where we'll see this very often. All of this is done under the banner of what they call health equity. And this is one of the goals of the NIH under the Department of Health and Human Services. They say that there are currently health inequities that certain populations experience issues like HIV, for example, at higher rates. And therefore, we need this large sum of government money, in this case, $1.4 million taxpayer dollars, to develop this program. And again, this is another instance where it raises a number of questions, not just pertaining to government spending, but also questions relating to the presence of controversial